Right. Welcome aboard. Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Sure thing. We're going to turn it over to you.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa. The enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. God bless you.
Bless you. Yes, bless you.
All right. Thank you, Tim, for that selection. Okay, our opening prayer tonight will be done by Virginia Brown.
Let us pray. Precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this evening, Lord, just to say thank you. Father, thank you for all you already done and for just waking us up this morning, closing our time. We thank you for a new grace and mercy and for your loving kindness, God. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come together once more on a Thursday to learn of you, God, and to study. And Lord, we just ask you to bless each and every heart on the line, Lord. Bless our teacher, Lord, as she go forth to break the bread of life for us, Lord, that we may go forth and be doers of your word, not just hearers, God. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you for all that we've already heard and all that we're going to hear, God, because we know through all things you get the glory. So we praise you. We give you and the glory for these things. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. We'd like to welcome everybody to Thursday night Bible study. We're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie, and we're going to turn it over to her.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We thank God for another Thursday night that he has blessed us and kept us for a whole week and allowed us to come back together tonight to share the word. And we are so grateful that God loves us so much that he makes sure that he continues to provide for us what we need on a daily basis. And so our theme, as you know, is talking with God, which means having to do with prayer. And as we continue to come together and to keep going before the Lord and asking him, what is it we need, you know, for this week? And tonight he given me the topic, prayer makes the difference. And I know every believer on the line can say amen to that.
Amen.
No matter what is going on and what we are dealing with, when we pray, and we know that's one of my favorite scriptures in Mark 11th chapter. I'm going to read that because prayer do make the difference. It might seem like a small thing to a lot of people. It's like that you know, and a lot of people don't understand how the Lord we keep talking about prayer. Because if you don't know the Lord, you don't believe that the Lord is guiding in that direction. But if you know the Lord and know that that's what he will have you to study from, because he wants you to get all the tools that is concerning prayer so that you can be successful in fighting your battle as a believer. So if you know the Lord, you know that he continues. We will never get to the end of this study. So, you know, and if you know that, I think you can rest And in fact, that every Thursday night, somebody is going to be sharing something that God gave us concerning prayer. And so tonight, I read from the 11th chapter of Mark. As I say, this 11th chapter is one of my favorites. I want to start at verse 22, and Jesus was, if you read the whole 11th chapter, you know, it's about when Jesus was in the temple at Jerusalem, because the people was doing what he said. God, it was supposed to be, the place was supposed to be the house of God, but they had turned it into a house of thieves. Well, I may not be saying it verbatim, but if you let me just start by reading the 15th verse. And this is what Jesus said, and they came, this we're saying, they came, meet Jesus and his disciples, to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple. And as I read this, think about what's going on in the modern day churches, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seat of them that sold doves. Now, if you put all that together, I'm sure you can see a picture of something going on in the house of God that was not pleasing to God. And yeah. So as the disciples came together, then when you start at verse 22, Jesus said, and Jesus answered, he was talking to Peter, because you know how Peter had already had something to say. And Peter remembered that Jesus had spoke to a fig tree the day before and said that there would never be any fruit on it. And Peter remembered that day when they saw it, that the tree had dried up from the root, had withered. And so he remembered that. And when he mentioned it, Jesus said to him, have faith in God. Or I heard it said many times, have the God kind of faith. Because as a believer, in order for prayer to make a difference, you have to operate in faith. So, yes. And this he said, have the God kind of, if you pray, then we need to pray believing. And then verse 20, he said, for verily I say unto you, this is the word of God, and as we listen with a spiritual ear, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and what is he talking about? Whatever you're dealing with, that's your mountain. Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. This is the word of God for the people of God. If you can believe in your heart when you pray, that's 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And again, this is the word of God. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. And we know that we have many things that we have to deal with, and a lot on a daily basis. But the key is that we in Matthew chapter 6, when he taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer, and we know that it's supposed to be something that they did every day, that the prayer talking to the Father needs to be talking with the Father, needs to be a daily thing. Not just to pray, but by faith you decree a thing, and according to the word, if you believe it, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, like I say, the mountain is whatever you are dealing with, that's your mountain. And when we pray in faith, then we can believe God is going to take that from us, which is a symbolic of the casting into the sea. Because anything that he casts into the sea, according to what I read in the scripture, that's where our sins are. that Jesus paid for when he died on the cross. The sin that he paid for, when we repent and ask forgiveness, then he takes it and he casts it in the sea, or casts it far from here than the east is to the west. So he never, it never become, God never remembers it again. He never brings it up again. And I've heard somebody say that you be talking to the Father about what you've done, and if you have repented of it, he said, what are you talking about? It's like God don't, is not holding everything in remembrance and doing inventory on a regular basis, because that which has been given to him, he has done. As you cast something in the sea, more than likely, because of the depths of the sea, you're not going to be able to find it. And so when the things that we give to God, we give it to him as if it's cast into the sea, that means it is gone. And yeah. So we're supposed to be able to be freely, you know, going forth and have victory after victory of things that we are dealing with, and not continuously under the weight of the things that we're dealing with. And some of the things that we have to deal with daily is spiritual growth, financial situation, and health and our physical problems. Because, you know, and if you don't have any of these things that you're dealing with now, just keep living. But I believe most of us is dealing with at least one of them now. And I want to deal with the first one, spiritual growth. And we look at go to Peter, chapter 2 and verse 2. And this is what we need to, this is what we need to look at. The spiritual growth is something that's necessary as a believer, because if we don't grow, we become stagnated. And if we are walking with the Lord, then we're supposed to be growing, which means change is supposed to be coming in our life daily, and not sporadically or every now and then, but daily we need to have an encounter or an experience with God that helps us to continue to get stronger and not become weaker, so that we can be as the soldiers in God's army, that we are able to deal with the battles that we are faced with. So we look at 1 Peter, the second chapter and the second verse. Well, let's start reading. Let's read verse 1, 2. It says, "Wherefore, laying aside," and these are things we have to do if we're going to grow spiritually. We have to lay aside all malice, all guile, and forgive me for messing that up, and hypocrisy, and envies, and all evil speaking. These are things that we have to turn loose. Our conversation needs to be cleaned up, and one that is holy in the presence of God is basically what it's. And it said, as we do that, then it said we need to be like, and we can only go to number two after we've done number one. And we clean up our conversation to where we are not evil speaking of anything and anyone. Then it said we can become as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Only way we're going to grow spiritually is by the word of the living God. And if you know anything about newborn babies, that's the thing that they have to have a lot of, is milk. They are not at a baby. Newborn babies can't eat meat, so they have to have a lot of milk. And once they get to a certain growth place and get developed to a certain place, then they are able maybe to start eating meat, or at least soft food, instead of just drinking milk. As believers in the body of Christ, born again believers, we start out as babies. We can't eat meat to begin with, but we need to desire at all times. I believe we need to desire God as newborn babies desire milk at all times. And if we desire God, we're going to spend time with him. And when we spend time with him, then we're going to find ourselves growing in leaps and bounds from glory to glory and from faith to faith, so that we can exercise the God-like faith. And that's what Jesus was saying to the disciples. Because when God spoke and said, let there be, what happened? Because God was operating in faith, he let there be light, and light came forth. And all the other things that God created in those 6 days, because God is faith, God operates in faith, that when he spoke it, it happened. And so we have to operate like that, in faith. When we pray, it has to be that we pray believing that change is going to come. We have to go before God with confidence. It's in the Word. We're supposed to pray with confidence that God is going to not only hear the prayer, but he's going to answer the prayer. If it's something that is not good for us, or it's out of season, then it may not come right then, because God is going to make sure that what we get is going to be something for our good. It's not going to be stuff that will hurt us. It will be something that is for our good, and it's going to be according to the season in which we're in. So as we go through the Word and look at how God has things put in the Word in order, that we are able to take it and as we apply it to ourselves, then we're going to continue to grow spiritually, and that is what has to happen. And we can start with 1 Peter, chapter 2, but let's start do verse 1 and 2. And that can be a daily thing. It would help us to grow even more so, that because we have to grow ourselves before we can use us to help somebody else come into the kingdom. Then the other thing is finances. You know what? We don't need a lot of extra money to pile up and to say that we have that certain amount of money in our savings or in our checking account or in the bonds and all that stuff. But we do need money just for the daily existence. Because for the buy the food that we need, pay the bills that have to be paid, nothing elegant. It's just the normal daily stuff. You need to pay your light bill. You need to buy groceries. You need to pay the water bill. You know, you need to buy gas for the car if you're driving it, and just to pay your mortgage and all this thing. Those are not luxury things. Those are necessary things for life and living. And and how are we going to get it? God is going to provide. Either we're going to have a job that takes care of it, or if you're retired, they're going to be your retirement coming in. But guarantee you that God is going to meet your need, because he said it in his Word. And the thing about it, if God said it, you can count on it. And if you go to Philippians 4 and 19, it said that he will meet all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you can depend on that, because if he said it, he will do it. And so financially, we don't have to struggle, and we don't have to operate according to the world system, because the world does things sometimes that's not pleasing in the eyes of God to obtain money, because they think they need more than what they have. So they have certain things they do that they can obtain money, but it's illegal by the law. That is our law, and it's also is illegal in the eyes of God. But when we follow God's plan, and just by faith, you have to believe by faith. But my God, this is Paul talking in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply, and I believe when I read all in the Bible, it means just that, all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I said, you know what? In glory, they tell me that the streets is paved with gold, and that what they walk on in glory is something that we treasure down here in earth. Because people, you know, gold is something that that we consider quite valuable here on earth, but they walk on it in heaven. I mean, and that's what he said the streets is paved with. So it ain't no big deal to God, but to us, you know, it's like a big deal. But one thing, if he have enough gold that it can be used for the street, to cover the street, like we cover Ireland with the asphalt, then guess what? we don't have to worry about any lack in our life when we trust God. When we trust God and we do it His way, I can tell you I'm a testimony. I am a living testimony. God will make sure that your needs are met and you will not sell no drugs. You won't sell your body for no money, and you won't play the lottery and spend your rent and then thinking you're going to get it back when you win. Because you have never know that that don't always work. You people, I believe, they take their money to the lottery and use it that way, and then they want somebody else to come in and pay the bills that they don't have money to pay. Now, you know that's not God's way, because if that was His plan, you would win every time. You would always have more than enough. Is if he's and is it Luke 6:38? Is you give, and this is His plan. You and in Malachi, give God His tenth, and He will multiply your 90%, so that you have more than enough. And so we won't have to worry about the finances. God will take care of that. When it comes to our health, and it's amazing how that we'll do a lot of things and take care of a lot of other people as believers and do not always take care of our own health until sometimes it gets to the place that is past, it is bad, we need a miracle. You know, the doctors can't get the things back in line because we have let it go too long. But when we look in the Word and follow God's plan, in First Peter, again in Peter, it's First Peter, the second chapter, First Peter, the second chapter, in verse 24, it reads, let me get to it. And I know most of you can quote it with me or for me. In verse 24, who His own self bore our sin in His body, in His own body. And once sin is out of the way, God can do what He needs to do. Once sin's out of the way, and this is Jesus talking, this is referring to Jesus, who His own self bore our sin in His own body on the tree, that's on the cross, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And were means past tense. It's already done. Mm-hmm. So Jesus already paid the price. He's not going to the cross anymore. And on the cross, He purchased our healing. But what we have to know, and then again in Isaiah 53:5, it shares a lot more information about what we need to do in order to walk in our healing. But these are the things that when we pray, change will come. And these areas, let me tell you, if we have our spiritual walk, we're growing spiritually, and we have our finances in order, and our health is good. What else is it that we need before we let God use us to bless other people? I believe that we can be vessels that He can use. Because in the second commandment, I believe says that we're supposed to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I believe if these things is in order, it means that we love ourselves. And then God can allow us to be vessels that show others what love looks like when God is in control. So again, prayer makes the difference. And we can look at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And I would suggest that you go back and read the whole 11th chapter of Mark, because it's just good stuff. But we need to know that God has a plan, and all we have to do is follow it. And prayer is part of God's plan that makes a difference in our every day. And so if we can begin to pray every day, we can see God change our situation. Mountains will be moved, and things will be taken out of our life and allow us to be free to be a vessel God can use for His glory. Go back and read the scriptures. Again, I pray that you understood what I said and know that God gives the word for everybody that will receive it. And as Jesus said, that we, he said, we have to have the God kind of faith. Faith moves us to move God through prayer. Prayer does make a difference. God bless you. Thank you. And Robert, we give it back to you.
God bless you.
Excuse me, Mom.
Yes?
What was the additional verse in 1 Peter chapter 2?
24.
Chapter 2 doesn't have 24 verses.
First Peter 2:24.
Chapter 2 doesn't have 24 verses.
Let me go back and
it's 1 Peter.
I said 1 Peter. 1 Peter, okay. Okay. It's 1 Peter 2nd chapter verse 24.
Okay.
Okay, moving right along. Thank you, Sue, for the words.
Beautiful.
Our 30 seconds of the night is going to come from Miss Gloria Edwards.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm reading from Psalms 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sis. No
worries. Oh, excuse me, Uncle Robert. I want to apologize. I was in the wrong chapter. I was in chapter 3.
Okay. All right. Okay, moving along. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for inputs and updates.
This is Carolyn Street. I have a name that I would like to put on the prayer list. I don't have the last name, but my first name is Coria, like Gloria, but with a C. She lost her son, and her blood sugar has been staying up high, so they was asking prayer for her.
Okay.
This is Jesse speaking. I want to have a testimony tonight about our spiritual growth and my spiritual growth. When I started out with you all in February 2023, I started out as a baby drinking milk. But now, because of my spiritual growth being with you all, my spiritual growth has happened. It comes to Mark 9:24. It says, Lord, I believe, help me to overcome my unbelief. And that's what my spiritual growth is. And I just want to thank God for Jesus tonight.
Thank God.
Amen.
This is Lorraine Walker. I ask prayer for my niece, Quanisha. She's going through some tough times right now. If y'all could just put her on your prayer list, just pray for her.
This is Angela. I just want to let everybody know that today is my birthday, and I thank God for another year.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Deborah Jackson. I thank God for being here tonight. I thank God I'm still taking my cancer medicine, still doing good, and just continue to pray for me.
Amen. Great to hear your voice.
This is Barbara Williams, and I want everyone to pray for my nephew-in-law, my nephew's husband, Chris. He's having surgery Monday. Pray for him, every one of y'all. We appreciate it so much.
What's his name, man?
Oh, Chris Sutton.
Good evening, this is Mari. I'm asking for prayer for my son. He had a knee replacement, and they had to go in and realign his femur. He's home now, but he's in much pain, but he says he stays focused between him and his wife on the Lord. So I'm just asking for prayer. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God is good. All the time.
Great. Yes.
Okay. No more we're going to go right into the roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Not sure of the count for last week, but we thank God for each and every one that was on the line. Lee in Virginia.
Yep.
Dennis and Sam.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Portia and Rob.
Here.
Holy. Glorious.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara Williams.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn.
Yeah.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here. Here.
Josephine. Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya W.
Here.
Fran. Lisa. Evelyn C.
Here.
Martina.
Here.
Here.
Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Uncle Rob.
All right. Thank you, Nisha. Okay, moving right along. For next week, our opening prayer will be done by Evelyn C. Our 32nd will be Deborah Jackson. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, that was fantastic. This morning, recognize God. It couldn't have been another way, but just had mercy upon each one of us. Lord, we thank you, God. We appreciate you. We know that you are a deliverer. You are a hearing God. You answer our prayer. God, we thank you for this day, God. Lord, we ask you to remember everyone that's on the line. God, continue to bless them, God, and use them for your glory. God, and we ask you to give them strength in their body. Lord, and use them like never before. We thank you for our wonderful teacher tonight, God. Lord, we ask you to pour back into her, God. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of prayer, teaching us to communicate with you, have a relationship with you, Lord. If any sin in our life, move it out, God. Strengthen each one of us and bless us that we will walk the way that you have us to walk. We will follow your command. we'll do the things that's pleasing to you, God. Help us to hold out and hold on to you, God, in these last and evil days, God. Help us not to be discouraged, God. Help us not to look back, God, but to look forward, God, to believe and trust you, God. That we walk by faith, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, and not by sight, God. Lord, hold our hand. You said that we put our trust in you, God, and lean not to our own understanding, God. You said in all thy ways acknowledge you, God. You will direct our path, Lord. Direct each and every one of us, God. Help us to believe in you. Trust our help us with our unbelief, God. Lord, that we'll in you more and more. I thank you for all the requests tonight, God. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone, God. Touch Deborah's body, God. Heal the body completely, God. Open up every capsule cell out of the body, God. Let go back to the pits of hell from which it came, God. Don't remember all the other requests, God. The surgery, God, that's coming up with Chris, Lord. God, guide the doctor's hand, Lord. Lead him in the right direction, God. Oh, God, if nothing go wrong, God. Lord, I thank you right now for everyone, God, that's on the line, Jesus. Continue to help us, God. Lord, to be what you have us to be. We thank you in advance. God. Yes. Lord, ask you to thank bless you, us financially, physically, spiritually, God. Lift us up, God. Oh, God, and remember anyone that's sick tonight, God. Heal their body, God. You said, by your stripes, we all heal. Not might be, but we all heal, God. Lord, we have to believe in you and depend on you, God. Lord, and I thank you for day that we've never seen before, God. Lord, I thank you that there's a season and a time for everything, God. I thank you in advance, God. If our heart troubles at night, God, Lord, you said help us, God, with a troubled heart, God. You sent us a comforter, God. Oh, God, comfort each one of us, Lord. Oh, God, help us right now tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, to lean on you, God, to depend on you. God, you are our shepherd, God. You are our God, tonight, God. Yes, and I thank you tonight, Lord. I love you tonight. I appreciate you. Thank you for our family, our children, God. Oh, Lord, God, help us tonight, Lord, God. We are going to you, God. You said we all thank you, praise and thanks, God. We thank you tonight in advance, God, and what you're going to do, God. Lord, continue to bless us, God. Lord, and watch over tonight, God, and let our sleep be sweet and peaceful, God. Oh, God, let us rest in you, God. Let those angels encamp all around us, God. Oh, God, suffer no harm to come against us, Lord. And I thank you, God. Be our refuge, God, for us tonight. And I thank you in advance. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable, God, in thy sight. Our strength, you are our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Prayer.
We love you tonight. And we look forward to seeing one back next week.
Good night. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Good night.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.